I'm kind of curious, before you get into some more of the data, just personally, what it was like. You know, it's kind of interesting. You start out with a new agent. You really don't know what to expect.
Right.
Was there any patient that you saw that made you say, whoa, wait a second, something else might be going on here?
Well, yeah. One of the first patients we treated was a young woman who had stage 3C disease that was quite extensive. Even though she was optimally debulked surgically, she had multiple sites of residual disease and was entered onto a frontline trial where she was randomized to receive triple therapy, three cytotoxic drugs, gemcitabine, carboplatin, paclitaxel, for 8 cycles. And within 6 months of completing that regimen, she had extensive abdominal recurrence and actually a large pelvic recurrence associated with some bleeding from tumor invading through the upper vagina. So highly symptomatic recurrent disease. And she was one of the complete responders to Bev. So she received Bev, and within 2 months, she had obvious tumor regression, was feeling better, was a student and back to school full-time within a few months, and had a complete radiographic response and clinical response, and was disease-free for more than a year before having some signs of disease progression. What was interesting also, one of the interesting observations with this patient and with some of the others, is that when these patients began to show signs of disease progression after a response or prolonged stable disease, it seemed to be a very slow course of disease progression. And then when therapy was withdrawn, they seemed to have a very rapid progression of disease after withdrawal of therapy. So it looked like they were still benefiting from therapy with single agent Bev, even though they started to progress. And then at the time that the drug was withdrawn, they had a very rapid progression of disease. So it makes you think that maybe there could have been some benefit in continuing the drug, maybe in combination with another cytotoxic drug at the time of progression with Bev.
And of course, that's a huge area of controversy, particularly in colon cancer, where now we have some data from the Bright Tumor Registry. We have a prospective trial looking at that. I'm kind of curious, in this particular patient, what happened to her? Did you ever reintroduce Bev?
Well, this particular patient, she progressed so rapidly. The short answer is no. She received treatment with a third line agent, which was a cytotoxic drug. Her intestinal tract became obstructed with multiple partial small bowel obstructions to the point where we felt that her risk of a GI perforation event was excessively high. There were other cytotoxic agents available to her that were acceptable according to NCCN guidelines that were introduced, but the fact of the matter is her disease progressed so rapidly that that process could not be reversed, and so we didn't feel it was safe. And there was no data on reintroduction of the drug.